103.9 Proud FM, this is your morning with Richard and Chris, and joining us on the line is Patrick Burke, an advocate for PFLAG, and of course, you're also the son of the Leafs general manager. Patrick, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are here to talk about Outsport Toronto, which is an organization that serves and supports the LGBT sporting community in the GTA.
Yeah, coming up, the actual event is Saturday, November 5th from 10:30 to 5 a.m. And I'm coming up to give the keynote address, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, the Outsport Toronto annual scrum, it covers all sports. I thought when I heard scrum that it was only rugby.
That's just because you're excited by rugby.
Well, exactly. It's all muddy and rough. But this is more like a great place for gay athletes to kind of meet and just share notes.
It is. In addition to being kind of a networking event for LGBT athletes to find, you know, resources and to talk to one another and share stories, there's a lot of panel discussions, there's workshops. Basically, it's trying to find ways to educate not just gay athletes, but also straight allies. Anyone who wants to come and learn about how to make your locker room a safer place, how to be, you know, more inclusive. And in addition, there's practical things like, you know, how to work with athletes' diets and how to keep your training up and, you know, ways to make sure that LGBT athletes are getting all the athletic resources they need.
Well, and this really is a fantastic organization, fantastic event, because a lot of people in the LGBT community are really big fans of sports and they really enjoy playing it. But due to a lot of scrutiny from the sporting community, they quit doing that in high school and just have never looked back. So it's really great to see that there's an organization like this reaching out saying, it's okay, you can come play the sports that you love. We're not going to call you a faggot anymore.
Yeah, and it's a really important to bridge that gap. I mean, obviously, I think hopefully most listeners are aware of my brother's story and his coming out and why the Burke family is involved in this. But it's so important that we break down. This is kind of the last barrier. Sports is seen as the last, you know, place where it's okay or encouraged to be homophobic. And it's really important that we break down that last barrier and let LGBT athletes be themselves and let LGBT fans participate as well.
There's been a lot of talk in the news lately about whether or not people should or could or have to come out in sports. Why do you suppose there's such a veil over homosexuality in organized sports?
I think it's largely due to ignorance, and I don't mean that in an offensive way. I mean that athletes are very rarely exposed to it. And it's something where they see it as an abstract problem and not, you know, not a humanized problem. I shouldn't use the word problem, obviously, but not a humanized issue. And in my experience, every time that an athlete or a team in the last few years since I've been doing this has been confronted with the issue, they've responded positively. There was a 2006 Sports Illustrated survey that said that 80% of the National Hockey League would support an openly gay teammate. And part of what, there's this perception in the LGBT community as well that, that athletics is inherently homophobic. And it is to an extent.
Do you think I'm sorry. Do you think that it's more homophobic because of the fans that are supporting it, not necessarily being as educated as, say, the people involved? Because I've known people that work for hockey teams and have said to me, you'd be surprised at how many people.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is the public perception. Part of it is the fans. And I think really what we try and do is just educate fans, educate players. I do a lot of speaking engagements here in the Boston area. And just try and, you know, we did a big one last Monday. I work with G4 Sports, which is an all-gay, all-star hockey team in the United States. And I did a big panel in which about 200 college athletes showed up. And we had a really great panel, and the feedback from all the athletes that we talked to was, I never would have thought about this. I'm so glad I got to hear it.
All right, well, Patrick, thank you so much for talking to us today, and I really am proud to have you and your family as an LGBT ally, because your family alone has done so much for to really reintegrate LGBT people into the sporting community and make us known that it's okay to be gay and in sports, and you're not going to be beaten up in the locker room for it.
Well, thank you very much. We're, you know, my father and I and my sisters and my mom and stepmother, we're all very proud to carry on Brennan's legacy. And we hope that the LGBT community will come out and see Outsport Toronto and come join us and help us bridge that gap, because it's not just that the athletic community needs to move more towards inclusion, it's that we need the LGBT community to come out and join us.
Exactly.
And if people want more information on this, they can go to scrum2011.outsporttoronto.org. And if they register online, save $5.
Yep.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for talking to us today, Patrick.
Thank you very much.